Now, for the next 60 minutes, at a time when we usually turn it up for the weekend, we'll reflect and pay tribute together one final farewell on Drive Time to the life of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II before her funeral on Monday. Now, from the moment her father died in 1952, when she was just 25 years old, she automatically became Queen of the United Kingdom and other Commonwealth realms. Following her coronation on 2nd of June 1953, the Queen made a broadcast in the evening reflecting on the events of the day, thanking the public for their support and promising to serve the nation.
I am sure that this, my coronation, is not the symbol of a power and a splendour that are gone, but a declaration of our hopes for the future. And for the years I may, by God's grace and mercy, be given to reign and serve you as your queen. As this day draws to its close, I know that my abiding memory of it will be not only the solemnity and beauty of the ceremony, but the inspiration of your loyalty and affection. I thank you all from a full heart. God bless you all.
Absolutely love that version. It's the Coldstream Guards Band, I Vow to Thee My Country. Obviously, the unsung version, absolutely incredible. For the next 60 minutes, we are paying tribute to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. So if you want to send in tributes, I can read them out between now and 7 o'clock. Text GFM, followed by your message, and send it to 81400. You can also send a message on the Gorgeous Radio app, tweet at Gorgeous Radio UK, or send an email onair@gorgeous.radio. Now, Queen Elizabeth II, her reign of 70 years and 214 days is the longest of any British monarch, the longest recorded of any female head of state in history, and the second longest verified reign of any monarch in history. My goodness, what an achievement. Queen Elizabeth the Second. Here's the Kingdom Choir with Blinded by Your Grace.
Is gorgeous.
Darling, darling, oh, turn the lights back on now. Watching, watching as the credits all roll down and crying, crying. You know we're playing to a full house. House. No heroes, villains, one to blame. While wilted roses fill the stage and the thrill is gone. Debut was a masterpiece, but in the end, for you and me, hold this show, it can't go on. We used to have it all, but now's our curtain call. So hold for the applause, oh, 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 oh. And wave out to the crowd, show. At least we stole the show.
With Stole the Show. This is Gorgeous Radio. We're paying tribute to the life of Queen Elizabeth II. You know what? That song stole the show. When it comes to, when you think of all the members of the royal family, I think it's safe to say Queen Elizabeth II certainly did steal the show. Now, let me bring you back to post-war austerity measures, because they meant that the then Princess Elizabeth bought the material for her wedding dress with World War II coupons. She was helped by the British government, which granted her an extra 200 clothing ration coupons. And then brides-to-be also sent the princess the coupons meant for their own special days. However, and here's the but, the Queen had to return these, as members of the royal family are not allowed to accept gifts from the public. Eventually, Elizabeth married Prince Philip in a stunning wedding gown made by Norman Hartnell from Chinese silk. Prince Philip, who of course died on the 9th of April last year, 2021, and on Monday, Queen Elizabeth II will be reunited with him when she is buried at Windsor.
You were here, but you're not, cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way, cause the drinks bring back all the memories, and the memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I did not know no pain, when I believed in forever and everything would stay the same. Now my heart feels like December when somebody say your name, cause I can't reach out to call you, but I know I will one day, hey. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, hey, hey. But everything gon' be alright, gon' raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not, cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we
Cause the drinks bring back all the memories, and the memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I never felt so lost, and I felt all of the hatred was too powerful to stop. Now my heart feels like an ember, and it's lighting up the dark. I'll carry these torches for you, and you know I'll never drop. Yeah, everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, yeah, yeah. But everything gon' be alright. A glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. Oh, cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your.
Maroon 5 and Memories on Drive Time. This is Gorgeous as we pay tribute to the life of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II through music right up until 7 o'clock tonight. Now, swiftly taking on the mantle of Britain's monarch, King Charles III returned to London from Scotland last Friday, just a day after the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, to pledge that he would serve the British people with loyalty, respect and love, as he has throughout his life. The King's speech capped a day of mourning across Britain, but it was also a vivid demonstration of continuity in this constitutional monarchy. Inside Buckingham Palace, the King recorded his 9.5-minute address in the blue drawing room, a photo of the Queen on the desk beside him. Here's a clip of what King Charles III said to the nation last Friday.
To my darling Mama, as you begin your last great journey to join my dear late Papa, I want simply to say this. Thank you. Thank you for your love and devotion to our family and to the family of nations you have served so diligently all these years. May flights of angels sing thee to thy rest.
I've never felt this strong. I'm invincible. How could this go wrong? No, here's where we belong. I see a road ahead. I never thought I would dare to tread. Like an reflections of your mind, my love, my life, are the words I try to find. My love, my life, but I know I don't possess you. With all my heart, God bless you. You will be my love. I thought I am free. Oh yes, one are we. In the now and beyond, nothing and no one can break this bond. Like an image passing by, my love, my life, in the mirror of your eyes, my love, my life, I can see it all so clearly, all I love so dearly. Images passing by, like reflections of your mind, my love, my life, are the words I try to find. My love, my life, but I know I don't possess you. With all my heart, God bless you. You are still my love and my life. Yes, I know I don't possess you. With all my heart, God bless you. You are still my love and my life. You are my.
Love of my life.
a beautiful song from Queen. It's called Love of My Life. This is Gorgeous Drive Time till 7 o'clock tonight, 28 minutes past 6. We're paying tribute tonight to the life of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. And let me take you back to when she was just 6 years old. Because when she turned six, she was gifted a little miniature cottage, a little house. And it was an adorable little thatched Wendy house given to Princess Elizabeth by the people of Wales on her sixth birthday. Now, this was placed in the grounds of Royal Lodge in Windsor. The house was modelled on a typical Welsh cottage and contained, get this, a miniature radio, china set, portraits of the Queen's mother, books, pots, pans, brooms, and a working telephone, all made to scale and gifted to Princess Elizabeth at the time when she was just 6 years old.
Everybody loves the things you do, from the way you talk to the way you move. Everybody here is watching you, 'cause you feel like home, you're like a dream come true. But if by chance you're here alone, can I have a moment before I go? 'Cause I've been by myself all night long, hoping you're someone I used to know. You look like a movie, you sound like a song. My God, this reminds when we were young. Let me photograph you in this light, in case it is the last time that we might be exactly like we were before we realized we're a sort of getting old and made us restless. It was just like a movie, it was just like a song. I was so scared to face my fears. Nobody told me that you'd be here. And I swear you moved overseas. That's what you said. Just like a song.
When we were young, when we were young, when we were young, when we were young.
It's hard to admit that everything just takes me back to when you were there, to when you were there. Just like a movie, it was just like a song. My God, this reminds me of when we were young.
When we were young.
Let me photograph.
was just like a song when we were young.
This is Gorgeous.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place.
Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it. See you again.
I tell you
when I see you again.
You both go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond and that bond will never be broken, the love will never get lost. And when brotherhood come first then the line will never be crossed, established it on our own when that line had to be drawn and that line is what we reach, so remember me when I'm gone.
Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way, yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you.
You again. This is Gorgeous. Song for anybody that's lost someone, of course. Seven, we're paying tribute to the life of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. Now, if you're a regular listener to Drive Time, you will know that I am a massive, you know what's coming, a massive fan of Sir Elton John. So you can imagine I was very happy, thrilled to hear Elton John pay tribute to Queen Elizabeth II during his show in Toronto last Thursday, September 8th, following the news of the monarch's death. After he initially paid tribute to the Queen with a statement on Twitter, he paused during his gig at the Rogers Centre in Toronto, Canada, to further pay his respects to the late monarch. Here's what Elton had to say.
Well, of course, you know, today we had the saddest news about the passing of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth. And she was an inspiring presence to be around. And I've been around her and she was fantastic. And she led the country through some of our greatest and darkest moments with grace, decency and a genuine caring warmth. I'm, you know, 75, she's been with me all my life, and I feel very sad that she won't be with me anymore. But I'm glad she's at peace, and I'm glad she's at rest, and she deserves it. She's worked bloody hard. I send my love to her family and her loved ones, and she will be missed, but her spirit lives on, and we celebrate her life tonight with music, okay?
And you know what? I couldn't have said it better. Elton John there talking at his gig at the Rogers Centre in Toronto, Canada last Thursday. Now, I love loads of Elton music, loads of them. And lots of the songs I listen to from Elton John never became big hits. And it's a lot of those songs that I like to go back to. And one song that he has, it's called The Bridge, and it's from his 2006 album, The Captain and the Kid. So it's a song that can apply, because I love to look up lyrics. It's a song that can apply to anyone at a time, any time in their lives. And it's all about having to move on instead of living in the past. And the song basically says, you either cross the bridge, die trying, or fade away. Now, it's safe to say that when Queen Elizabeth II's father died suddenly and the moment came for her to ascend to the throne, she certainly did cross that bridge. In fact, not only did she cross the bridge, but she kept on walking and leading right until the very end.
I've seen the bridge, and the bridge is long, and they build it high, and they build it strong, strong enough to hold the weight of time, long enough to leave some of us behind, and every one of us has to face that day. Do you cross the bridge, or do you fade away? And every one of us that ever came to play has to cross the bridge or fade away. Standing on the bridge, looking at the waves, seen so many jump, never seen one saved. On a distant beach, your song can die on a bitter wind, on a cruel tide, and every one of us has to face that day. Do you cross the bridge, or do you fade away? And every one of us that ever came to play has to cross the bridge or fade away. And the bridge, it shines, all cold, hard iron, saying come and risk it all, or die trying. Cross the bridge or fade away.
I beautiful song, one of my favourites from Sir Elton John, and it's called The Bridge. Our very own Daz has been in touch, Daz from Showbiz Sundays, and he says loved The Bridge. Daz, of course, will be back this weekend, this Sunday from 1 until 4, paying tribute as well to the life of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, which is what we're doing right up until 7 o'clock tonight. Let me take you back, because we were talking a few moments ago about Prince Philip. Elizabeth met Philip when she was just 8 years old. Did you know that? Because I had no idea. And he was 13. This was at the wedding of Prince George, who was Elizabeth's brother, and Princess Marina. That's who we're getting married, Prince George, and Princess Marina. Elizabeth and Philip are themselves third cousins, and when Philip was 18, he began writing to 13-year-old Elizabeth, and 7 years later, they were engaged. And we know how that ended up. They lived happily ever after.
I wish to heaven at visiting hours, so I could just show up and bring the news that she's getting older. And I wish that you met her, the things that you learned from me, I got them all from you. Can I just stay? The little ones will grow, and I'll still drink your favorite wine. And soon they're going to close, but I'll see you another day. So much has changed since you've been away. I wish that heaven had visiting us, so I could just swing by and ask your advice. What would you do in my situation? I haven't a clue how I'd even raise them. What would you do? 'Cause you always do what's right. And we just talk a while until my worries disappear. I'll tell you that say, remember that the answer's in the love that we create. So much has changed since you've been at visiting hours, and I would ask them if I could take you home. But I know what they'd say, that it's for the best. So I will live life the way you taught me and make it on my own. I will close the door, since you've been away.
Ed Sheeran and visiting ours on Gorgeous. 10 minutes until 7. We're paying tribute to the life of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. Now, you know those brightly coloured outfits, complete with the matching hats that the Queen was so fond of? Well, there's a reason that she dressed in shades of bright pink, yellow and green. It was so that she would always stand out in a crowd. She was pretty short. I think she was shorter than me, and that's saying something. So wearing neon and pastel shades helped people catch a glimpse of her during public engagements. And she did make a comment. It was in the papers earlier in the week where she said, "If I wore beige, nobody would know who I am." And for that, it makes her unforgettable.
That's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far. Like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. That someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Nat King Cole and Unforgettable. Morris has been in touch on the Gorgeous app. He says, since last week the news that our Queen had departed this life and taken her place in history, the world has felt like we're living in a dream. Our Queen took a vow, fulfilled that vow, and has earned the reverence and deep respect that the entire world has sincerely expressed since her passing. God bless our late Majestic and the great Queen Elizabeth II, and God save the King.
All this to yesterday. What more could your love do for me? When will love be through with me? Why live life from dream to dream and dread the day when dreams?
Beautiful from Nicole Kidman, One Day I'll Fly Away. Now the funeral for the Queen, Britain's longest reigning monarch, takes place on Monday, 19th of September, and details of what will happen on the day have now been announced by Buckingham Palace. It's going to be sad and very emotional, but a celebration of her life and 70-year reign. And of course, as to be expected, thousands will line the streets in London and Windsor to pay the respects as she makes her final journey. Now, there have been difficult royal speeches and addresses in the past, times when the wrong word or the wrong phrase could have undermined the message or let slip a critical opportunity. But I think one speech that we'll never forget is the speech Queen Elizabeth made to the nation during the COVID pandemic. It wasn't a warrior queen speech. She reminded us it was all about collective effort when it came to beating the virus. She finished that speech with four words that will live with us forever. Four words that we can all say when we've lost someone we love. And with those four words, we sign off tonight and bid farewell to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. We're going to have a listen to that clip. Those four words are simply, we will meet again.
I hope in the years to come, everyone will be able to take pride in how they responded to this challenge. And those who come after us will say the Britons of this generation were as strong as any, that the attributes of self-discipline, of quiet, good-humoured resolve, and a fellow feeling still characterize this country. The pride in who we are is not a part of our past. It defines our present and our future. We should take comfort that while we may have more still to endure, better days will return. We will be with our friends again. We will be with our families again. We will meet again.
Goodbye with a smile, dear, just for a while, dear, we must part. Don't let this parting upset you, I'll not forget you, sweetheart.
We'll meet again, don't know where. Don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Keep smiling through
just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know, tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again. Don't know.
Folks that I know, tell them I won't.